Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Happenings podcast. This is Marcos Canales. It's been a few years since I've actually tried podcasting, so I'm a little rusty. And admittedly, this will probably be a little rough because I am recording this on my phone in my living room with my dog looking at me like I'm crazy. But the reason I wanted to start up this podcast is because I've been watching a lot of wrestling lately. It's been a few years, and that's a story for another time, but I've just found myself really getting more and more into just pro wrestling in general and the culture and community around it. And I've been wanting to share my feelings and thoughts about what's been going on. And I figured a good way to do that is by recording a podcast. So here I am. And I figured that the best subject for my first episode would obviously be the 2019 Royal Rumble, since it's the start of a new year and the road to WrestleMania and all that hoopla. And so I figured I would share my thoughts, maybe predictions. I don't know if I really like the word predictions. I always feel like those who try to determine outcomes before things happen, they just tend to always be a little bit holier than thou and like they're the smartest person in the room. And so I actually like it when people's predictions don't come true, just because I feel like it takes them down a peg. So I don't want to kind of be that guy who says, oh, I'm anti-predictions, and then make predictions. But I guess I'll just kind of share more of my thoughts on the matches and what I want to see, what I think might happen. So I guess a quote-unquote prediction. But don't hold me to it, because a lot of this is just based on gut feelings and not necessarily looking at long-term storytelling or things like that, because who knows, things can change in an instant when it comes to pro wrestling. And so it's hard to really feel like I know what Vince McMahon and company are thinking or wanting to do. So yeah, I just figured I'd just start recording and see where this goes, and hopefully it comes out well. And you know, if you're listening, stick with it. Hopefully I'll try to keep it up for a little while and kind of see where it goes. So the way I'm going to do this is I'm pretty much just going to go through the card, kind of starting with my least anticipated matches and working my way up to what I'm probably the most excited for. And again, just sharing my thoughts about what I want to see happen and maybe what I also feel like probably will happen. And so with that said, let's go ahead and get started. First off, we have the WWE Cruiserweight Championship Fatal 4-Way match, with the champion Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto. I've tried to watch some 205 Live. It's definitely one of the shows that always falls to the wayside. But every time I do check it out, I'm pretty much, you know, entertained for the most part. I do think Buddy Murphy's been a pretty good champion up to date. So that's definitely a good indicator of how I feel like this match will go down. I think everyone involved is pretty talented, even though I may not be as familiar with some of them. Like, I've only seen Akira Tozawa a handful of times. Now, what it comes down to, though, is I personally want Hideo Itami to win. I feel like he's kind of poised for that big run. I think the fact that it's a Fatal 4-Way is a good opportunity for him, because he can pin a face and still beat Buddy Murphy, the heel champion, without, you know, being too confusing. And admittedly, I don't know a lot of Hideo Itami's work when he was Kenta, I believe. I know he's got a pretty big following on the independent scene. I think he worked for Ring of Honor or some other promotions like that. Pro Wrestling Noah, I think. I'm, again, not by any means an expert, but I do know that he had came into WWE with a lot of buzz, and I tried to see some of his NXT work and some of his 205 stuff, and it just feels like he was never really pushed like he deserved, and he always feels like he was kind of on that cusp but never broke through. So I'm hoping that this is his opportunity to you know, finally earn some respect and some hardware in the WWE. That said, I do think Buddy Murphy probably will win, just because he is on a roll. He's a pretty good champion up until this point, so I don't necessarily see a reason for the company to take the belt off him at this time. So yeah, I mean, I do think that at the end of the day, Buddy Murphy probably will be walking out with the title, but I really would like to see a Tommy win it all. You know, hopefully again, he's back on the radar for the WWE, and this will be the start of something great for him. Moving on to the next match, which I believe is also going to be on the pre-show, the WWE United States Championship match. We have Rusev taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. And again, Shinsuke is one of those wrestlers that I didn't know of up until recently. I mean, when I was kind of getting back into the whole wrestling thing, I knew he won last year's Royal Rumble, and he was, again, came in with a lot of hype. And obviously, the WWE kind of dropped the ball with him. I don't feel like he's really been utilized well, but I'm probably preaching to the choir in that area. So that's all kind of leading up to my thoughts of I don't see him necessarily winning this title match. I do think Rusev will retain, and I actually kind of want Rusev to retain as well. I kind of like his gimmick where he's just kind of this, you know, goofy Lothario, not Lothario is not the right word, but this kind of goofy, jacked up guy who loves talking about his muscles and making really weird non sequiturs. And I do think that works for him, and I'd like to see where they go with him. So, again, I think that Rusev probably will win this match. Next up on my rundown, again, this is kind of going from least anticipated to most anticipated. Next up, I have the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. The Bar are the champions, and they will be taking on The Miz and Shane McMahon. And I'll be very honest, I've tried to avoid this storyline as much as possible. When I'm watching wrestling, I tend to DVR it for a couple of minutes, maybe an hour, and then I fast forward through the bits I don't care about. And definitely anything involving The Miz and Shane McMahon is a great time for me to either fast forward or pause and take a break and just kind of let it catch up. And that way I don't have to necessarily watch it, because I'm not interested in this tag team at all. You know, I've listened to some other podcasts and some YouTube videos about how, you know, it feels like it's setting up a Miz-Shane McMahon feud, with Miz being the face and Shane being the heel. And if they do that, great. You know, I don't necessarily care one way or the other. I mean, I guess I do feel like a face Miz would be something interesting, but not necessarily something I'm dying to see. I do think a lot of people feel like, since that is the storyline that's percolating, that this definitely means that the Miz and Shane will win. I don't see it that way. You know, I don't see the point of putting the tag team championships on these two at this time, or at all, to be honest. Especially since it feels like the SmackDown tag team championships, and, you know, the Raw ones, to be fair as well, are just a hot potato at this point. It feels like some team is winning it every other week, and the Bar definitely is one of the top teams in the entire company. So I would kind of hate to see them just being used as a another transitional champion to some weird gimmick like Strowman and the Kid last year at WrestleMania. And I just don't see the point of it. And I can definitely see them, you know, accelerating the storyline, maybe having Shane turn his back on The Miz here, as opposed to a couple of months from now, and costing them the championship, as opposed to, you know, winning it. And, you know, I just feel like they don't necessarily have to prolong this feud. But then again, like I said, I don't really care. But I want The Bar to win, just because, you know, The Miz and Shane McMahon have zero appeal in my eyes. But I also think The Bar will win. Like I had mentioned, I don't really see a point of putting the belts on Miz and Shane right now or ever, but we'll have to see. Next up, I have the WWE Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar, the champion, taking on Finn Balor, the challenger. And this is probably going to be controversial, because I want Finn to win, and I think Finn will win. Especially after Monday, I feel like they were really trying to build him up, which makes sense because they want to have a strong contender take on the champion. But I feel like everyone thinks that Brock is an automatic win here. And I don't know. I just don't feel like that's something that's going to happen. I just feel like they're going to want to try to pull something big off. And I think definitely having Finn beat Brock Lesnar, you know, someone who really wasn't supposed to be in the main event. And, obviously Vince is burying him because he's not a big dude. And so you would never expect little old Finn Balor to beat the Beast. And I think that's something that should happen. I think that just makes it a lot more interesting. Granted, I don't really know what Brock Lesnar's contract situation is. You know, I don't know if they want to burn one of his matches on a pay-per-view for a nothing match that doesn't really revolve around the title. But I'm bored and tired of Brock Lesnar as champion. Obviously, it was a little unfortunate and sad with what happened to Roman, and kind of put us back in the situation. And so, you know, obviously there's more important things in the world than wrestling when it comes to that. But I do feel like, you know, the default was, let's just put the belt back on Brock, and it didn't do anything for me. You know, I was just getting back into wrestling, and when I saw that happen, I was like, oh man, this is what I'm getting myself into. I understand all the frustrations and criticisms from those who've been watching for years now, and I, you know, it only been a few months, and I was already tired of Brock Lesnar. So I'm hoping that Finn pulls it out, and I feel like it would make some sense. You know, maybe it does throw a monkey wrench in the whole WrestleMania plans, but I think that's a good thing. And we can probably, you know, get into that a little bit later. Next up, the WWE Raw Women's Championship match. And again, probably controversial, but I'm just not a fan of Ronda Rousey at this point. I think that she started off strong, and she was very, she had a very winning personality, and but slowly but surely she just started getting on my nerves and grinding my gears. And I just, you know, I feel like her weaknesses are becoming more and more evident. The seams are showing. I guess I kind of understand why so many people think she was so great, as it was, you know, the best rookie year ever. I never really quite bought that. I always feel like some of her moves are very stilted. I feel like when she pulls her punches, it's very obvious, because we all know if she's really going to punch someone, she's going to punch someone. And so every time she has someone in the corner and starts just wailing on them, you can just see her pulling her punches, and that always takes me out of her matches. And you know, she's been rough on the mic the last couple of weeks, and I do think that Sasha Banks can make a really good champion. And I think that she's probably not expected to win, which I get. You know, we have this worldwide brand that is Ronda Rousey that, you know, Vince feels will sell a lot of tickets and a lot of, you know, streams on the network, you know, if she's in the WrestleMania main event. And you can't fault that kind of logic. I totally understand that. But it's just kind of like with Brock, it's just getting boring. These MMA fighters obviously have the physical tools, but, you know, it's just something about the way they come off in the ring just sometimes feels a little bit hollow or just something missing. And so I've been feeling like that about Ronda for a while now. By no means is Sasha one of my favorites, but I think that she could definitely have a pretty good run as champion. Again, I don't think it will happen. You know, I definitely think that they're going to keep the belt on Ronda for a little bit longer. But with the recent news that, you know, maybe she's going to want to take a break after WrestleMania, then maybe it's a good time for them to start looking at other options when it comes to the champions. So, I want Sasha to win, but I don't see that happening. I think Ronda's going to get another notch in her belt. Next up, the WWE Championship match, Daniel Bryan, the champion, taking on challenger AJ Styles. This feud's been pretty interesting. It's been fun to watch. I haven't really seen a lot of these two, you know, over the last couple of years. I took a little bit of a break from wrestling, so I never really got to see the rise of Daniel Bryan. I did catch a little bit of AJ Styles' work in TNA, but it was never appointment viewing for me. So I'm probably not as well versed in these two guys' repertoire. But I like what they've been doing, particularly Daniel Bryan. Like everyone's been saying, he's probably the best heel the WWE has right now. He's been doing a great job at, just angering the fans with his new Eco Warrior bit, which suits him. And I think he's been doing a great job. And AJ is a natural fit for an opponent. They have those contrasting personalities and similar styles, similar in-ring abilities. So I think it's a pretty well-matched competition. I do think Daniel Bryan's going to win it, and I want Daniel Bryan to win it. I think he's been a good champion, and I think that there's still a long way for him to go. I don't quite know who would be next on his list of challengers, but you never know. I'm sure they can figure something out. But I definitely see Daniel Bryan winning the WWE Championship match at the Royal Rumble. Speaking of the Rumble, let's go ahead and go into one of the big events, or the big one of the big matches on the card, which is the Men's Royal Rumble. I've never been a big Royal Rumble fan. I'm not a big Battle Royal fan to begin with. I do like the twist of the Royal Rumble, having everyone come in individually. I guess it does kind of make for some interesting drama and excitement. But it's just so hard to keep up sometimes. I guess 30 has always been a sweet spot when it comes to the number of participants. Back in the day, I remember when WCW had World War III and they had like three rings and 60 people. And at that point, it's just so hard to see what's going on until, either the beginning of the match when there's only a few people, or towards the end when the herd's been thinned a little bit. I mean, this is a match that obviously is a big deal. I'm not necessarily, too stoked about it, but I do have some thoughts in terms of who I want to win, and I think that Seth Rollins would be a great choice in this regard, because I think that he's a natural fit for the top babyface role on Raw, and I think that that's something that's been sorely lacking, obviously ever since Roman bowed out. And I think you need a good face to carry the brand. So I think that that's definitely a role Seth can fill. And I think he's got the charisma. I think he has the ability. I think that it feels like a good time for him to be the top guy on that particular brand. So I do see him winning the Rumble. But, I do. Part of me just feels like, assuming Finn Balor does win, it would be not necessarily the best matchup to have Finn take on another face. Even though face versus face can be a good entertaining match to watch, I do think, like, if I truly believe Finn is gonna win, I see Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble. I know they've been doing Finn versus Drew for a while now, and it's one of those programs that probably feels a little bit stale at this point, but I feel that if they've been setting up Seth to be the top face, they have definitely been setting up Drew to be the top heel. And I don't think you necessarily need to have Seth versus Drew at WrestleMania. I think it could be very entertaining to see Drew taking on Finn for the title, maybe in a gimmick match, who knows. Again, we've seen it all before, but we've also seen Seth and Drew before, which is probably why Brock Lesnar makes the most sense at retaining, because you get to see maybe a new matchup with someone like Seth taking on Brock. But I just want them to get to that next step sooner rather than later. There was this whole talk of new era and fresh faces and blah blah blah. You don't get that with Brock Lesnar as champion. You don't get that with him in another WrestleMania main event. Even though you've seen something like Drew versus Finn before, or Seth versus Drew before, you maybe haven't seen it in that regard. So, headlining one of the biggest shows on the calendar. So that could freshen things up. And my most anticipated match, my second most anticipated match is the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship match with Asuka defending against Becky Lynch. And I'm not going to hide my feelings about it. I adore Becky Lynch. Her man gimmick has really revitalized my love for the medium and in wrestling in general. And so I want her to win more than anything. I think like she deserves to be the champion. I don't know why they decided to take the belt off of her at TLC. I felt like it just was contrived. They just wanted to prolong a storyline that probably should have wrapped up, at Survivor Series. Obviously, we all know that didn't happen because of what Nia Jax did. So they wanted to, keep the fires going for this Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey showdown. I think you could have still done that by having her keep her belt, but they decided to crown Asuka as champion, which I get to an extent. I think she deserves it, but I just feel like the title means so much more when Becky has it. So I do see Becky winning it, and I want her to win it more than anything. So that's what I'm going to go with, which I know kind of, could muck up the whole WrestleMania main event, because people are trying to figure out, how are we going to get Becky and Ronda in that match if they're both champions? And that leads me to the Women's Royal Rumble match. Honestly, I want anyone but Charlotte to win it. I would like someone like Sonya Deville to win it, just to, again, do something different. Maybe an Ember Moon. That would be pretty cool as well. I'm just so tired of Charlotte at this point. I'm probably more tired of her than I am than even Ronda Rousey. But I do see Charlotte winning it, and it makes sense that she would win it. The whole legacy thing, this is her birthright, whatever. But then again, you have to put all the puzzle pieces together. Assuming we have Ronda as a champion, we have Becky as a champion, it seems like they want to have this triple threat at WrestleMania. How is that going to happen? And an idea that I heard on another podcast, the Masked Man Show with David Shoemaker, he had a brilliant idea, so I don't want to take credit for it, but I can definitely get on board with this thought of Charlotte winning the Royal Rumble and challenges both Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch for WrestleMania. I feel like that's just a cleaner way to get that triple threat than have Becky lose and interfere and then somehow get shoehorned into the Rumble and then she wins. I don't even know how it all works out, to be very honest with you. I just feel like trying to get those three in that match, there's not a satisfying or clean way to do that without, either, wonky booking or interference or something very, very contrived. And I don't really want to see that. I don't feel like, if this does main event WrestleMania, the first women's match to do that, I don't want it to be under dubious circumstances. So that's why, if they play their cards right, having Charlotte challenge both Ronda and Becky in a title match at WrestleMania, I feel like that works. I love that idea so much. Maybe it's a unification match. Maybe they decide to have one women's champion. Maybe they decide to just have the champion with both belts defend one on one show and with the other on the other. So they don't have to unify it. They kind of keep the brand split going. I like the idea of them unifying it, though. I kind of like the idea of, one brand being the home of, like, the women's title, one brand being home of the tag team titles, something like that. I can definitely talk more about that later, but I feel like that can be an interesting way to get to this triple threat match. And but we'll see. We'll have to see how they decide to do it. I also kind of like the idea of somehow getting the main women's roster on, say, SmackDown. So maybe that's one way that they can look at doing it. So that is the Royal Rumble card from, again, my least anticipated to probably my most anticipated match. So hopefully, hopefully here I'm coming from, you understand what I'm trying to say when it comes to my thoughts. Obviously, you don't have to agree with them. That's the best thing about having opinions, is that everyone can have their own. And again, this is all in just good fun. So I wanted to just share my thoughts about the card and who I want to see win and my thoughts on how it'll all go down. Quickly, though, obviously on Saturday, there's going to be NXT TakeOver Phoenix. And I wanted to do some quick predictions about that coming up here in a bit. NXT TakeOver Phoenix will be taking place this Saturday, and I just wanted to share my quick thoughts. First up, we have Matt Riddle taking on Cassius Ohno. Honestly, I don't care about this match, mostly because I'm not a fan of Matt Riddle's gimmick. I get what they're trying to do. It just doesn't do anything for me, so I'm just not invested in this match at all. I guess push come to shove, I would say I want Cassius Ohno to win. I don't see that happening. I definitely see them putting over Matt Riddle here. But like I said, I've just zero interest in this match. Next up, there's the NXT Women's Championship match with Shayna Baszler as the champion taking on the challenger Bianca Belair. I want Shayna to win, and I think she will win. Kind of similar to what I've been saying with like Matt Riddle and some of the others. I just, Bianca Belair's gimmick doesn't do it for me. I feel like it's very much a throwback to the 90s. It's very antiquated. She just rubs me the wrong way, and I just don't see why she's in this match. I know that they had a monster push behind her, but out of all of the women's NXT roster, she's the last person I want to see in this place. But they did what they did, but I still think that Shayna Baszler's reign is not coming to an end anytime soon, so I do think that she will win, and again, I want her to win. Next up, the NXT Tag Team Championship match. The Undisputed Era taking on War Raiders. This might be, again, a little controversial, but I think War Raiders can win this, and I want them to win it. But I don't necessarily see them taking the belts off the Undisputed Era. They're one of the top three acts going on in NXT right now, and they're going to milk that for as long as they can. So, but I think there is some value in having, people chasing the title. I mean, that's a big part of wrestling storytelling, and it feels like the Undisputed Era has been tag team champions for years now. I know there was a little blip there where Mustache Mountain took the belts off of them, but they just want them back pretty much right after they won them. So I think it'd be nice just to shake things up, and War Raiders could be a different look, a different vibe. A different whole, take on tag team wrestling in NXT. So I'd like to see that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Undisputed Era retains. We also have the NXT Championship match. Tommaso Ciampa is champion taking on Aleister Black. I kind of want Tommaso to retain. I think that he's been doing a lot of great things over the last, what is it, about a year and a half. I think that it feels like Aleister Black's time is up in NXT. A lot of people are assuming he's going to be called up here sooner rather than later. And I can see that, you know. I don't know what they'll do with him, but another go around with the NXT Championship probably doesn't do Aleister Black all that much good. So why put it on him? Just keep it on Tommaso, and we can go from there. And then wrapping up the card, we have the NXT North American Championship match, Ricochet defending against Johnny Gargano. I've been a big fan of Johnny Wrestling since the whole Tommaso Ciampa turn. I don't know if I really believe this whole dark path gimmick he's been doing the last couple of months, but it does make sense when it comes to this match, because having a darker brooding Johnny Gargano taking on uber face Ricochet for the North American title, it works. It's good storytelling, and it's been good character development. So I definitely want Johnny Gargano to win. I feel like he deserves it after having so many great matches with so many great competitors. But I do think Ricochet probably will keep it. It feels like he just won the title, even though it's probably been a little bit. But it just feels like his run is still getting off the ground, and it probably doesn't do him good or make much sense to take the title off him at this point. So yeah, I mean, those are my quick thoughts about NXT TakeOver Phoenix. Again, you might agree with me, you might not. Either way, I appreciate you to listening to my ramblings. And so yeah, that kind of wraps up my first episode of the Pro Wrestling Happenings podcast. Again, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with this podcast, if it's ever going to actually lead to anything. Maybe this is a one-time deal, and you know, I decide to do something else later. But I'm still trying to figure out how to, you know, set up my infrastructure. I do have a Twitter, if you do want to follow it, at PW Happenings. Right now there's probably nothing on there. You know, I'll try to maybe start putting some tweets out there. I'm not the biggest social media person, so we'll see how this goes. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just been fun. You know, I've enjoyed just chatting and, you know, sharing my thoughts on the WWE and where we're at right now. And again, hopefully you got some joy or entertainment out of listening to all of this. And I hope you come back if I decide to put another one out. And until then, take it easy, everyone.